Tightening the last nut, he slid out and sat up, checking the time. They'd be home now. He'd go up to the house, call Debbie, see if she'd like him to drop in. She'd be tired from the long-haul flight, but he hoped she wanted to see him as badly as he wanted to see her. If she was only home for a few weeks, he wanted to be with her as much as he could. He hoped to convince her to come home permanently, but he wasn't sure she was ready for that. He'd flown to London last winter, when it wasn't as busy on the farm, and spent 3 weeks with her. Debbie had taken 10 days off work, and they'd travelled through England, Wales, and Scotland together. They'd been close, and it was all he could do not to tell her he loved her. But he didn't want to pressure her into coming home. He wanted it to be her decision. Although a fully qualified physiotherapist, it was her second job that she'd talked about most, working in a coffee shop in Notting Hill. She'd taken on so many hours there that she barely worked more than 20 a week in her real job at the hospital. He loved the way she lit up when she talked about changes she'd suggested to the owner and how he'd made her a shift manager. He'd asked, as she was leaving, if she would come home soon, have another look at Barrington, consider coming back permanently. Debbie had hugged him then, and he could feel her heart racing against his chest. She'd agreed, said she needed to visit her parents, even though they'd been to see her in London twice. But he hoped she was really coming to be with him. Back at the house, he called her family home on the landline. Her mum, Rachel, answered, her voice bubbly.
"Oh, Jamie, you've just missed your brother. Greg brought Debbie home from Sydney. So lovely of him. We've had afternoon tea and he's on his way to you."
"Thanks, Rachel. Yes, it was good of him." Jamie paused. "Is Debbie there? May I have a word?"
"Sorry, Jamie. She's gone to have a shower and a nap. But I'll ask her to call you back."
Rachel's voice became muffled. He heard,
"In the fridge, Steve. Yes, that's right."
Then she spoke into the phone again.
"And get Jill to call me. We'll have a barbecue while she and Greg are both home."
"Barbecue. Yes, okay. I'll ask Mum to call you." Jamie nodded at Rachel's response and hung up, disappointed he hadn't been able to speak to Debbie. He turned around. His mother was at the sink, filling the kettle. She looked at him, her face a mixture of sympathy and knowledge. She'd already told him she didn't think Debbie would return to Barrington to settle. She said she'd travelled and worked overseas and would be used to city life now.
"Call Rachel back, Mum. They want to have a barbecue for Debbie."
He hoped his face didn't divulge his disappointment. "And while Greg's here."